And when Jesus said, it is only through me that you will come to know the Father, he was not talking about the Spirit. He said the Spirit, the flesh counts for nothing. It's the Spirit that gives life. He wasn't talking about his body. He wasn't talking about his beard. He wasn't talking about his robe or his sandals or his physicalness. He was speaking about himself, not as a human being here having a spiritual experience, but as a spiritual being having a temporary human experience. And it was through that that you come to know the Father. And so much of our misinterpretation is why over a billion people have been slaughtered in the name of Jesus. Because we interpreted that comment to mean it is only through the body, the flesh, when he never spoke of the flesh. The flesh counts for nothing. Those were his words, not mine. The third is the ability to give love. The ability to give love. If you want to become a person who changes your mind and rewrites your agreement with reality, the ability to give it rather than to seek it. The fourth is an absence of judgment. To see if you can cultivate an attitude in your life in which you understand that when you judge another person, you do not define them. You define yourself as someone who needs to judge. You define yourself. You do not get to define me by calling me a fool, by calling me stupid, by calling me ignorant, by calling me anything. That is just something that you define in yourself. That the absence of judgment or the ability to suspend the judgment and rewrite your agreement from a non-judgmental way will teach you how to resolve problems almost instantaneously. Most of your problems in relationships come from your willingness, your unwillingness to let go of judgment. The next is giving up guilt. Guilt is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate the past and to make yourself feel less than whole because of anything that you might have done that you feel sorry about. Guilt, I've called in your erroneous zones 30 years ago, I called it a wasted emotion. Because feeling guilty about something can only take place in the present. Now, if you do something that you don't like and you'd like to make amends about it, by all means do so. And if you do something that is wrong or unfortunate or that you feel some shame about whatever, by all means make amends and by all means work at not doing it again. But feeling guilty does nothing more than mean to have you using up the present moment, being immobilized in the present over something that already has taken place. And again, the past is the past. I used to use the example of the Peloponnesian War. If all of us in this room were to sit here and feel guilty about the outcome of the Peloponnesian War and the way the Spartans were treated versus the Athenians or whatever it was, then could we change the outcome of the Peloponnesian War with our guilt? And then I would remind people that what happened 20 minutes ago is just as over as the Peloponnesian War. It's just as over. The next is called willingness, and it's probably the most important key. Willingness means I open myself up to the potential or the possibility of being able to create a problem-free life. Willingness is that whole idea of the first principle. I have a mind that's open to everything and attached to nothing. The idea that I will say to myself, these are the conditions in my life that I dislike, and I am willing to create an intention to change them. Willingness. And the next is letting go of resistance. Letting go of any resistance that you might feel. Most of your resistance to creating a world or a life in which you no longer are attracting the same kind of problems you have is rooted in other people's conditioning processes that you have bought into. Whether it's the conditioning process of the groups that you're a part of, or the family that you're a part of, or the cultural experiences that you've been told are the only way that you can behave or look at a problem. Letting go of all of that. Just, there's no resistance. I open myself up through meditation to be free from resistance. No resistance. And when you do, as they say in Sanskrit, when the student is ready, when you're really ready, readiness and willingness are the same. When you're ready and willing, whatever teachers you need will be there. They'll show up, and it works. It's just a universal principle.